This is STD Podcast.
The 2018 World and European Congress of the International Union Against Sexually Transmitted Infections will be held at Trinity College in Dublin from the 27th to the 30th of June next year. We speak with the conference organizer, Dr. Derek Friedman, and also with Professor Henry de Vries. Dr. Friedman has a long-standing career in STI practice and research and has been one of Ireland's leaders in the field. Henry de Vries is a professor of skin infections at the Amsterdam Medical Center and principal investigator at the Amsterdam Health Department, who will be co-chairing the scientific committee for the conference. For full disclosure, let me add that I'm the other co-chair. Welcome to the podcast, Derek and Henry.
Thank you, Case.
So first of all, Derek, to start off with you, what's the vision for the Congress?
Vision is that people will come to Dublin, will come to the Congress, and will have a good experience, both in learning new facts, and bringing facts that are relevant to their practice and to their research, and also that they'll have plenty of time to network, to meet friends, interchange ideas. Particularly my vision, what I will hope scientific chairs will bring to the Congress, is that not only will we have didactic presentations, but we will also have plenty of time for discussion and exchange of ideas, and that it should be a world Congress, that we will learn about areas of the world which our patients come from and catch infections in.
And so who is the audience? Who would you like to attract to come to Dublin for the conference?
Everybody who's interested in sexually transmitted infections. Mm-hmm. But primarily YSTI is a organization that is interested in delivery of good clinical practice, which of course has to be based on good science and objective findings and things that are deliverable in practice.
But it's not limited to doctors or clinicians.
It's anybody who's interested in sexually transmitted infections. And, you know, we as doctors learn from so many other disciplines. Other disciplines need also to learn from us, because we as doctors really carry the prime responsibility for treating and curing patients, and it's going to be a strong public health and behavioural aspect in as well, which is going to deal with treating, curing and removing infections from populations.
So the theme of the conference is the appliance of science, and let me bring in Professor de Vries here. So how do you translate this? Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Well, first of all, I like the theme very much, the appliance of science. I think that YSTI, as Derek also mentioned, has primarily focused on clinicians, professionals working with patients with STI. But you can so much broaden this scope by bringing in basic scientists. That's one of the things that I have missed in previous IUSTI conferences, that you can really go in depth, and hopefully in the coming conference in Dublin, we will be able to translate top-notch science and new developments coming from laboratories, from epidemiologists, into clinical practice of these professionals that work with patients. In the same time, I also hope that it will be a two-way street, that relevant questions practitioners deal with on a daily basis will be translated back into laboratory settings and hopefully generate new views and new opportunities to better fight STI.
So it's really critical that there's going to be this exchange.
Exactly.
Going to happen across multiple disciplines. And so how do you see that we can sort of accommodate that within the sessions?
Well, in a traditional form, in many conferences, you have these different tracks along the lines of disciplines. So you have a preclinical track and preclinical symposium, completely separate from tracks that will attract clinicians, for example. What I hope that will happen in this conference, that we will have symposia around not so much a track or a discipline, but around a problem, for example, vaginitis and the microbiome, where we will integrate knowledge from preclinical scientists and also from clinicians that are faced with patients with these problems. And hopefully they will learn from each other and
right.
Inspire each other.
We want to try and avoid silos, that we want to have a mixing of concepts, a mixing of ideas, and that we all inform each other. And we can also focus on what is needed to bring our specialty and to answer the needs of our patients in the 2020s, which are going to be rapidly upon us.
Right. I wanted to bring in one other aspect, and that is that we increasingly focus also on young investigators and bring in sort of the future of the SDI workforce. So how is that going?
Well, I think Trinity is a university. It's full of young people. It's full of the academic atmosphere of Front Square, where people mingle and meet. And I think we, in programming this Congress, we really want to bring on the new faces, the young people who are going to be the leaders of the 2020s, and give them a platform. Mm-hmm. So that we want to bring so much fresh material to the Congress, and also a sense of excitement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think also by bringing together a senior and a more junior track chair, we hope that the input of junior scientists and practitioners will help to create a balance in selection of speakers.
Right.
That it won't be the usual suspects only, but also young and upcoming talent in the field.
Right.
Will be giving a platform.
So you mentioned Trinity College. Tell us a little bit more about
Trinity.
It's a venerable institution, and
Trinity College is one of the big three universities in the British Isles. It's one of the universities that has copyright, so by law, anybody who publishes has to give a copy of their book to a copyright library. So it is based around a library and based around learning. But it's also a university that's more than 400 years old. So you've got the traditional format of quadrangles of people coming together, mixing and mingling, and the interchange between the different faculties and the different specialties. And this is what we would hope we can bring this atmosphere to the Congress. We're lucky that it has accommodation on site, and on site is bang in the centre of Dublin. It is an academic oasis in the middle of a bustling, busy, bright, good nightlife city, and we will have accommodation there at very reasonable prices, where everybody can keep together and keep the collegiate atmosphere that they will remember from their own university days.
Yes.
And return to that nice atmosphere of learning and of being together and bringing out new ideas.
So Trinity College is also the home of the Book of Kells, isn't it?
The Book of Kells is there, one of the oldest manuscripts in the Western world, beautifully exhibited. And as part of our Congress, we will have access to the Book of Kells on the opening ceremony, and hopefully as many delegates as possible will take the opportunity to view this father of so many manuscripts and father of learning that was painfully inscribed by hand in the 9th and 10th century.
This is my first time I've been to Dublin, and I was much impressed also by the vibrance in the city. You can really feel that it's a booming city. A lot of businesses and also science is coming to Dublin at the moment.
Okay.
And I think that it's also something that participants will experience next year, that apart from the very rich and deep history of the city as a city of scholars, it is also a booming city and
right.
Very well prepared for the future.
We're speaking with Dr. Derek Friedman, who is a practicing venerologist here in Dublin, and who is the organizer of the 2018 World and European Congress. Talking with Professor Henry de Vries, who is a professor of skin infections at the Amsterdam Medical Center, and also a lead investigator at the Amsterdam Health Department.
SD Podcast is produced by Ben Westergaard for the Internet and SD Center of Excellence. This is Case Rietmeyer for SD Prevention Online.